Электромузыкальный инструмент Терменвокс – это первый инструмент такого типа.
That was Leon Sergeyevich Termen, better known as Lev Theremin, born in 1896 in St. Petersburg. Before he was 30, he was demonstrating his extraordinary invention, which made music simply from hand-waving, and he was later welcomed enthusiastically by audiences of musicians and scientists in Germany, France, England, and the US. His instrument had no keyboard, and was just a smallish box of electronics with a vertical rod, looking rather like an antenna, but actually not an antenna, just one side of a capacitor, the other side being his body. At the start of World War I, Lev Theremin was an 18-year-old physics and astronomy student at St. Petersburg University. His ancestry included lawyers and doctors, and way back came from Switzerland and Germany and included Huguenots. As a teenager, Theremin's lawyer father had been supportive of his learning the cello, and he played it well enough for entry also into the St. Petersburg Conservatory, so he was juggling classes in both physics and music. That was 1914, the year that Germany declared war on Russia, and before Theremin's third year, he was called up and sent to a military engineering school. It was also a year before the Bolshevik Revolution, and Lev knew his sympathies were with the Marxists and their leader Lenin, rather than with the Tsars. But by 1917, despite these upheavals, he managed to complete his degree in physics, as well as get his diploma from the conservatory. From there, he was sent to work at St. Petersburg's newly created Physico-Technical Institute. In his work, Lev was familiar with the new technologies pioneered in the West by Leda Forrest and Edwin Howard Armstrong and others. He experimented in the same fields and from his knowledge of capacitors and oscillating circuits realized that a human body moving near to such circuits could change things, and using this, his first invention was to make a burglar alarm. A person approaching one of his circuits could change a capacity and thus set off a sound. In 1921 he applied for a Russian patent, and in 1922 he was invited to demonstrate his device to Lenin. Lenin died a couple of years later. St. Petersburg was renamed Leningrad. For a short while it had been Petrograd. And he went on to work also on TV, which people like John Logie Baird and others were working on in Europe and America. In 1927, his TV experiments produced a picture of 100 lines in comparison with, for example, Westinghouse's 60 lines. Lev Theremin's life in Russia, the U.S., Siberia, and more is comprehensively covered in Glinsky's beautiful book, Theremin, which also has an excellent foreword by Moog, who, in 1949, had been a schoolboy building his first theremin. Lev Theremin died in 1993, 3 years shy of 100. Let's conclude with an excerpt from the talented young German musician Carolina Eich, playing Fauré on her theremin recently with piano background.